patient's name is Catherine Young. First name is Catherine, last name Young. Date of birth is 6/10/1947. Date of service 9/30/2022. History of present illness: a 75-year-old female presents to the clinic to get a refill on her medications. She also states that she feels like she does have a sinus infection. She has had a cough for the past 3 weeks. Allergies to penicillin. Current medication is loratadine, omeprazole, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, and atorvastatin. Surgical history denied. Social history denies drugs. ETOH, admits to smoking half a pack per day. ROS, CHPI, vital signs: blood pressure 141/87, heart rate 77, respiration 16, temp 98.9, O2 99. She weighs 173 pounds. Physical exam general: she's alert, appropriate for age, well nursed, well groomed, HEENT. She does have pressure on her frontal and ethmoid sinuses, bogginess to palpation. Mucous membranes are moist, bilateral tympanic membranes intact. She has mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations are even and labored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft non-tender bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin warm, dry, no rash. No lesions, assessment and plan. Number 1, acute sinusitis. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4, GERD. Number 5, allergic rhinitis. Number 6, prescription refill. Patient does agree to get a shot of Rocephin and Decadron here in the office. I will send her with a prescription of a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack due to the severity and longevity of her sinus infection. Her labs were done in July. In fact, they were pretty unremarkable. The reason why she was actually started on the lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, and atorvastatin at that time was because her blood pressure was in the 190s, very uncontrolled, and her ASCVD risk was above 30%. I do not think there is a need to repeat her blood work at this time, as it's only been 3 months, but I did tell her next time we can go ahead and repeat it. Blood pressures have been very well controlled. In fact, today it's, 140/87. Patient will return to the clinic with any worsening of symptoms, and she does agree with this point of care, and she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.